This is the big release party.
Yes. Right?
The roaring reception.
Roaring reception, 1920s themed. We're going to have a lot of historical artifacts that really bring this extraordinary era home for Siouxlanders.
Can you talk about what some of the artifacts are? Are they
absolutely,
all surprises?
Absolutely. So Bill Bryson, I think, has this gift for humor, of course, in his writing, but also for taking kind of separate instances and stringing them together in a narrative in a way that makes it seem like these things that were occurring simultaneously kind of come together and have this bigger, larger meaning. And the way that One Summer, America 1927 is structured is it's kind of these individual chapters on these outsized things America attempted and accomplished in one summer. And the way that it really made America the greatest nation of the era, it made us, you know, we were very prosperous. All of a sudden, American film was talking films, so the American accent was heard across the world, every villain, every Bible character. And so we Americans kind of permeated the arts and technology scene. Of course, television was created in 1927. We have radio that comes of age in 1927. Babe Ruth, you know, breaks the home run record. Charles Lindbergh crosses the Atlantic.
Yeah, so all these big events happening, but then they have the power of being able to communicate around the world.
Exactly.
Magellan going around the globe. Mm-hmm. That news took a long time to spread, even though he spent, but Babe Ruth hitting those home runs. Every time he hit a home run, the whole nation heard him hit that home run.
And the Babe swings. It's a long one going out toward right center. Sting was backing up against the wall. He can't get it. It's in there.
This is when we first start seeing major, major celebrities. Charles Lindbergh was the most famous man in the world. And in the book, Bill Bryson does a wonderful job of showing how exhausting that must have been. And of course, Charles Lindbergh had a very tragic kind of life after his world fame. But what's really neat about the library and the Siouxland angle of this, aside from, you know, Bill Bryson is an Iowa native, so we had that kind of local tie. But then the library has this expansive microfilm collection. We've got the original, you know, article from the paper about the Orpheum opening. We've got articles about Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth's visit to Sioux City in the summer of 1927. We've got the article about Charles Lindbergh visiting Sioux City in the summer of 1927. So all of these things, while they were happening on a national scale, they were also happening right here in Sioux City.
Yeah, it's fun to see the excitement that the town had and how connected they were to everything else.
Yes.
That people would come here. I mean, Babe Ruth, Lou Gehrig coming to town. What's the language like in those articles? Have you read through them?
It's very interesting. And, you know, somebody, I studied journalism and an AP stylist, so beat into me. But, yeah, it was much... you know, the tone was livelier, I guess, than what we would see now in standard journalism writing. So it was a little over the top, I would say, maybe lots of adjectives. So, but also, you know, just kind of, I don't know, just fascinating that the pressure, I guess, that they put on people like Lindbergh and Babe Ruth.
Safely on the ground, he had barely cut the engine when the crowd reached the plane. They shouted his name over and over again, Lindbergh, Lindbergh.
But also, you know, journalists worked to protect Babe Ruth. You know, he had a very large appetite for many things, and people knew this about him, but they did not publish a lot of those things because they wanted to, you know, kind of protect him as this...
Right, it was a time when the personal wasn't...
Right,
so
wasn't
much
news or... Yeah.
That's so much different from today where
yes,
that's
is.
All news is. It
yes.
seems even in politics.
Scandal.
Yes.
Scandal. So... Mm-hmm.
What an interesting time to be alive, to have so much power to communicate and kind of figuring out how to create narratives and how to affect public opinion at large right now.
Say, babe, tell me something. Is it true that you eat 20 hot dogs during a ball game?
That's one of those fool lies. Why, 20 hot dogs during a game would kill any man.
I know it.
A man would have to be a pig. Well, you didn't really believe that of me, did you, Lou?
Of course not. How many do you eat during a game, babe?
19.
So are there photos as well of the Orpheum in these articles? Can you see what it looked like when it opened?
And yes, and actually, so we're putting together these kind of display boards that will be around the lobby of the Roaring Reception event, which the Roaring Reception itself, I should say, is this Thursday, and it's from 5 to 8, and it's kind of a drop-in mingle event. There will be music of the era. The Orpheum will be providing all-access tours at 5:30, 6:15, and 7. So while people or attendees are not taking the tours, they can kind of peruse these local artifacts that we will have displayed and set up. And we've also pulled quotes from the book and built discussion questions around, you know, kind of some of our favorite passages. And they will be on cocktail tables throughout. And we really hope that people just come and get intrigued and want to discuss, how different 2016 is from 1927, or in some cases, how similar it is. So,
do you find yourself thinking that it's more similar than different?
Yeah, I think that, one of my favorite kind of chapters of One Summer talks about the Age of Loathing, how, never in the history had so many people been disliked for so many reasons that were pretty unclear, we saw things like eugenics in the 1920s. We saw the proliferation of the Ku Klux Klan. We saw Supreme Court support the idea of using eugenics to create, this kind of supreme race. And that's, to me, that's terrifying that while 1927 was, almost 100 years ago, it also doesn't seem that long ago. And, mm-hmm. There were Fords and Chevys on the road. And it's just, it doesn't seem like that should have been, something that was happening. But
those ideas could have existed that late.
Yeah, but certainly we still see lots of extreme ideas today and quite a bit of loathing being at the political year that it is. So
lots of loathing. We're flush with loathing.
Yes.
Unfortunately. I keep thinking of this as, and this is so wrong, I keep thinking of it as a sort of Forrest Gump story. All of these huge events are happening and coming together. But I guess America is sort of the Forrest Gump. In that.
Truly.
So maybe that's not what we should read it as. So I love getting to go behind the scenes and seeing how things work and the pulleys and everything.
Yeah.
All the mechanisms. It is amazing. It's a beautiful space.
But and the Orpheum wasn't, that was obviously a natural fit for a community partner to kind of expand the reading experience of the book because, not only was the Orpheum built in 1927, but Bill Bryson talks about the way movie palaces popped up all over the country, and they were opulent like this. They were marble and gold and red velvet and very, very rich designs. And as talking theaters kind of swept the nation, that was a great fit. But also, the Sioux City Public Museum, they're putting together two different events for us, one on Prohibition in Sioux City, and the other one on, kind of Babe Ruth and recreation of Prohibition-era Sioux City. So they were great. We're having a concert at the Betty Strong Encounter Center and Play It Forward, who is a local nonprofit musical group. They're going to be performing the toe-tapping tunes of the 1920s.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah, and some area writers are putting together a memoir writing workshop, which will be a three-week creative writing workshop encouraging people to share their, one summer or one year or their own great kind of time period of their life that they remember.
Fantastic. So anybody can join it.
Anybody can join. These events are free and open to the public.
And you can find them all on onebook12land.org.
Yes, and stay on, stay in tune with the Sioux City Public Library on Facebook. We'll have events created and lots of posts about upcoming excitement. So. Mm-hmm.
And of course, you can get the book.
Yes, you should get the book.
I've been talking with Donna Brooks from the Sioux City Public Library and One Book, One Sioux Land. A Roaring Reception will take place on Thursday from 5 to 8 o'clock at the Orpheum Theater. For Sioux Land Public Media, I'm Mark Munger.
Good for you, bad for me, when you hold me tight on your knee. Oh, it may be awfully good for you, but it's so bad for me. What you do, I'll agree, is as thrilling as it can be. And it may be awfully good for you, but it's so bad for me. What a hypothermia, aren't you tired of hearing? bad for me.